All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, July 9th of 2025. Looking ahead here, have a number of sports already underway. Had a three-game early MLB slate, and then we did have a four-game WNBA main slate get started as well. Good luck to you guys playing those slates. We have an 11-game MLB main slate later this evening. And then golf tees off either tonight or early tomorrow morning, depending on where you live. It is 11 p.m. Pacific time for me, but it will be 2 a.m. Eastern for others. So I'm sure plenty of people are building some golf lineups today as well. So should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. All right. Been a bit of a break for me here. Hope you guys enjoyed having Jordan do some office hours past couple days while I was out. Happy to be back. That's for sure. So why don't we get SaberSim up, have, plenty to talk about with the new update. And I already saw some questions around the new update, so I haven't had a chance to talk about it yet on the show. Been using it though, and pretty familiar with it. So happy to dive into any questions there. Probably talk a little golf today since it is Wednesday. So that's kind of what we have in store here. But with that said, why don't we get the first question pulled up? All right. First question. Hello. This is in regards to the new update with the new build. What are the My Lineup templates and why is the amount of lineups there not the same as the total for my entries? Also, if I wanted to save a set amount of lineups to favorites, how would I do that? Thank you. Okay, so a couple things here. So we basically created what we believe are like some good default templates to have. We're like, okay, you know, not everyone's going to know like what to use or like kind of how to do this. So let's set up a it's going to be the one that says My Lineups. Okay. This is like, if you come down to the bottom here, let me remove the question, come down to the bottom, you click Add Lineup Group. You're going to get one that says My Lineups. Okay. Now the way I've been explaining this to users who ask, if you have, you know, say you have multiple contests, right? Okay, you click the contests, and let's say you have more than one, right? I just did one for an example. If you select multiple contests within a group, this is going to act like direct fill does, where it's going to average the ROIs of the lineups across all the selected contests, okay? So if you have two contests and one lineup has 100% ROI in one, 200% ROI in the other, that lineup is going to get graded as if it has 150% ROI. Okay. So that's what's happening with regard to having multiple contests within one group. Okay. Now, you can every day, you know, you can come and you can click Add Lineup Group, and then you can go to your contest, and then you can add your contest into your group, right? That's not how we recommend you use this. What we recommend here is setting up a template and going, you go to add new, right? Let's assume this isn't here. Okay. You go to templates. You go, if you've never created one, it'll just pop up like this. So what we recommend is setting lineup group type to contest. Create a lineup group for each of my contests is what we recommend. Now, if you are on starter, what we would recommend is using Saber Score portfolio. Okay, it'll just suggest a portfolio for ultimate, or actually, it might not even say Saber Score. It would just say portfolio under diversity. For ultimate, use the portfolio plus option. And then you can decide if you want any default filters, okay? Now, the caveat here is that you need to have created the filters before setting up the template. So in order to, if you don't have any and you want one, then what you would need to do is run a build, right? Like let's say I want like an ownership one or something. Okay, I would run a build with no templates. Let these lineups build. And we'll give this a sec. And lineups are finishing up now. It's great. Okay, so now that the lineups have built, it doesn't matter for the contest sim. This isn't what I was trying to discuss anyways. All I was saying is that I would need to go to, say, my pool, set up a filter that says, you know, maybe ownership. And I could just say, you know, ownership, I don't know, less than, say, like 300 or something, right? Just making up numbers. Doesn't need to be on. But then now, when I go to my templates and I want to create a new template, now the ownership one is there. Okay. So all that specifically was for was to just show you how to make a filter available if you want to add one to this. And then when you click save and then you open up a new build, and then we go to lineups. I have to star this. So when you star it, what will happen is that this template will be used for every future like build and every future slate. So it'll work the next build. It'll work tomorrow. It'll work for all these different scenarios. Another thing we added here, right, is the ability to upload your contest file from the build page. You don't need to go into the contest tab to do so anymore. So all I need to do is just click here. Okay, let me figure out what file this is. Okay. It would be DK entries. No, not that one. I'm trying to find the one I used earlier today. No, not that one. Here it is. Okay, it's this one. Yes. Okay, so I re-uploaded my entry file, and then now my template took effect, okay? So that, and then the ownership filter is on. So that is only something you have to do if you create a template after uploading your contest file. What you need to do is you need to re-upload your entry file. So SaberSim can say, oh, we got this new entry file. Let's make sure we match it up with our new designated template. Okay. So that was an example there of how to go from no template to recommended template to re-uploading your file to get the templates to generate. Okay. I would do this one just without this filter on, like normally. I think that this is a very good baseline filter. So the other thing I wanted to talk about is how before we were talking about where you have multiple contests within a group is like direct fill. Well, when you do it this way, where you do one contest per group, that is effectively autofill. So think about multiple contests within a group is direct fill. Each contest having its own group is autofill. Okay, that's like the number one way it was explained to me, and like it made the most sense to me. Okay, so that's how I've been trying to pass it along as well, so people can be familiar with that. But getting back to the question, so when you have your entry file, okay, and then you have this template on, it's going to match the number of lineups to the number of user entries, okay? Like if we go to the contest tab, and however many user entries you have is like what we're going to say is however many lineups you're playing, right? So like it'll say like my entries here, or it'll say user entries, like one of these two, both work fine. The other thing maybe to be aware of here, right? And we're just trying to cover all our bases. In the settings, this is turned on by default. Avoid duplicates across lineup groups. So this will make sure that every entry in your groups, across all your groups, gets a unique lineup. Now, if you're okay duplicating some lineups across groups, then what I would do is I would turn this off. Another thing here, right, that maybe might catch some people off guard. I don't have any lineups in this one. Let's go back to build two. Okay, so this one had it. Let's see. So let's put this one, the one I want. Portfolio. I don't want any. Let's click. And maybe I want ROI. Okay, save. Okay, cool. So I turned this on, and then the group generated. So now what I would do is run the contest sim. I have my pool of 500 lineups. After the sim runs, the diversifier will run. Let's see. So all I'm doing is I'm checking my sim settings here. Okay, this looks right. Let's go back. All right, we're going back to our build two here. So what we're going to try, turning ROI off. Okay, so that worked. So in order to get the diversifier to run, there's like a couple different things you could do. One of the easiest ones I've noticed is just like turning on and off a filter is like the simplest way. That way you don't have to rerun the sim. Notice these lineups are in compact view. This is the default now. If you don't want that, go back to your settings. and then turn off the use compact lineup view toggle. When you do that, you're going to get lineups it back in the expanded view. Okay. So if you like this better, that's a perfect way to do it. I can add my aggregate metrics. So say I want target contest ROI. Now I have average ROI. Okay. Let's say I want average projection. Now I also have average projection. Okay. So that's how you create aggregate metrics. It's how you see your lineups in expanded view. The diversifier did run. I'm interested to see if we turn this back on. Target contest ROI greater than zero. I think it was a bad filter. I think that was what the problem was. It was sending all the lineups to the trash. Oh, this is probably a good one to know too. Okay, so we have a filter on for ROI greater than zero. Okay, notice there's no trash section. Okay, we don't see it. So if you set a pool filter, say for projection, right? We're going to add in like a pool filter. A pool filter will generate a trash column. Okay. So like now that I have my pool filter on, I can see that this filter puts 226 lineups in the trash. However, that is only the pool calculation. It is not the group calculation. In order to see how many lineups are available for a group, you need to hover over the filter. So even though my pool says I have 297 lineups, my lineup group here is saying, hey, your ROI greater than zero filter took out an additional 197 lineups. And now there are only 100 available lineups when we go to look at this contest. Okay. So just understand what the trash is showing you and how to find additional information if you need it by hovering over the filter icon, which will summarize trashed lineups for an individual group. Okay. We're working our way through most of this question. I think we've talked about the answer to the main question. And then there was a second one. Also, how do I save a set amount of lineups, say 75 to favorites? How do I do that? So there is not a good way right now to send bulk lineups to the favorites. If you first off is that the favorites icon changed. It's now more of a bookmark. You can see it up here. It looks like a bookmark. So you got to send lineups individually. I actually think this is easier to do in compact view because when you have compact view on, it's just like a list. So like if I wanted to send these five lineups to the favorites, I could just go click those rather quickly. Much easier than doing it in expanded view. If you did it in expanded view, the markers would be up here. Now, in order to bulk send lineups to favorites, you would probably want to be turning off the use lineup groups on new build. And that would bring back the star icon next to lineups where you can bulk send lineups to the favorites. So favorites are like a big part of your process. Then I would be turning off lineup groups and using the star icon in the old Saber Sim. Or you can take the time to go through each group and click the bookmark icon and send each lineup to the favorites. Those are your options at the moment. Okay. Next question. With the new diversification tool no longer requiring a change in min uniques for MLB, I've noticed it does a very good job of spreading out leverages. What post-build strategies do you recommend with this update now that menu uniques is no longer needed? Good question. So I think that, you know, from a lot of like the process stuff that we normally talk about, it's, hey, analyze your exposures and your leverages, change the uniques, watch the aggregate metrics, you know, readjust, right? So you can still do most of those things. However, what I would be more willing to do now is change individual exposures or team exposures. Okay. So the way I would be handling this is, where's my ownership? Okay, there's my ownership. So a couple things, right? I still want to see the ownership, exposure, and leverage together. And then I still want to see my aggregate metrics, right? So I have them in the group. I have my exposure and my leverage together. And I still want to go through a lot of the same steps, but what we change is going to be the different one, right? So, okay. So good correlation here. 5-3, 4-3, 5-2 seems good. When we go to team stacks, getting a lot of Boston, getting some Mets. If I sort by projected runs, these are the two highest projected run teams on the slate. Taking some shots on some teams in different areas, like one Atlanta, one KC, one Seattle, one Baltimore, one Cleveland. You know, this feels pretty good, right? Builders getting to some of the best plays on the slate and then taking some shots on like some lower projected run teams seems okay. I go to players. I go to pitchers. Okay, so we're taking a stand on Giolito. He probably has correlation with Boston here, right? So like, there's like some win bonus equity. Looks like he is the highest owned pitcher on the slate. Looks like he is far and away one of the best value pitchers on the slate, the only one above two. And so the builder's like getting to one of the best plays on the slate. Feels okay to me. I go to my batters. No batter in more than two lineups out of my five. And that's only six players, four Boston, two Mets. And looks pretty okay to me. So like, let's say that, you know, maybe I don't like the pitcher. Maybe I don't like having, you know, four out of five Giolito. Maybe I think 45% leverage is too much, right? What would I do? What would I want to do? Well, now, since you don't have uniques, I would be a little bit more willing to make manual adjustments, right? So, okay. So I'm going to lower Giolito from four lineups to three lineups, which by giving him a max exposure of 79 means he can't be in four. So then when I'm ready, I would click apply. You know, maybe there's other things, right? I don't know. I'm trying to find something here. I really like this. You know, I think it's really good, like what SaberSim is giving me naturally here, right? Feels pretty good, but maybe it's just like this one change. Okay, I click apply. The diversifier reruns. So it's like, okay, you know, if you don't want to play that much geo, fine, you know, we'll resolve the portfolio with that in mind. And then now I have 60%. I think we added Bubic. I'm not sure. Probably Bubic or Peterson. Some players moved here. Notice our aggregate metrics didn't move too much. I think we were at 27% ROI, and now we're at 23.8. I think we're already at 104 projection, still at 104 projection. So a lot of the same principles apply. It's more just focusing on the areas where maybe you have more risk than you would like, and then just handling those on a case-by-case basis. So like for me, right, in this theoretical example, I didn't like having so much Gio, so I lowered him. I just think that you're going to have to do less of that, right? Basically, the portfolio, like you said, is doing a much better job of like spreading you out naturally. So you're kind of skipping the step of needing to use the uniques to spread out and then doing the fine-tune adjustments. And you're kind of skipping straight to the fine-tune adjustments, right? That's kind of what the portfolio is doing here. It effectively is replacing min uniques, and it's requiring less user involvement of like actually changing the numbers and just getting you to that more spread out place faster. So I still think there's opportunities for fine-tune adjustments, for dialing the risk in, for making the lineups yours. And, you know, the diversifier will listen to that, and then it will change as needed. So that's the big thing there with regards to leverages and, you know, post-build strategies. So let me know if there's any more questions there. All right. JT said, hi there. I'm having a situation where the lineups that perform best are being entered in my lowest dollar contests. For example, Sunday night, I maxed the $1 and played 75 lineups in the $18. My best lineup was in the $1 and would have shipped both, but obviously would have preferred that in the $18. Just curious if I should consider swapping lineups to higher dollar contests after downloading. Okay. So one thing, right, just in SaberSim that I do want to mention is that, you know, in your case, right, just seems like you're very willing to play more than one lineup or play a lineup in more than one contest. I would probably always leave this avoid duplicates across lineup groups turned off. Right? That's something you could do. Secondly, you know, there is just going to be like some kind of randomness and noise here. What I would probably recommend is how do you say this? So the way this works, right, is that is that with the groups, right? Like, let's say I have two groups. Okay, I have group one. This is my $18 with 75 lineups. And then group two is my $1 with 20 lineups, right? The builder solves these sequentially. So it's going to solve the portfolio for the top one. So your top one should be your most important one. And then your second listed contest will effectively know what lineups were put into the first one. And then the builder solves for the second portfolio, right? It's like, okay, hey, you know, let's be conscious of all of our lineups as a whole, and let's figure out what lineups are best to put into the second contest, right? So as long as you are filling the lineups where your highest one is first, your second one is second, there's not much more you can do at that point. So things I would consider is like not playing the $1 20 max and instead using the additional money to get an extra entry into the $18, right? Like that is something you could consider. Like if winning the $1 20 max doesn't move the needle for you like at all, then, you know, consider like not playing it, right? Like that is a legitimate solution to this. Aside from that, you know, I think any other decision is like a little bit suboptimal where you're like, okay, well, what if I, you know, switch these and I put the 18 on the bottom and then I put the $1 on top, right? You could do that if you wanted to, but you're putting your best lineups you're letting your first set of lineups be solved for the lower stakes contest, and then your second set of lineups be solved for the higher stakes contest, and you kind of don't want to do that, right? You want to solve like your most important contest first, and then your second most important. So that's like the big problem there, right? Like you could do other things where you play both, but you don't know, like, okay, it happened once, you know, am I going to, is it going to happen the same again, right? Like, you're kind of basing these decisions off of just like one outcome that you obviously hurts, like, to remember, so like sticks in your mind more. So I think either, you know, just chalk it up to like, hey, you know, that's unfortunate, but at least I'm building winning lineups. And if I continue to play 95 lineups, well, hopefully the winner falls within the 75, like, some point soon, which is like the majority, or I don't play that one and I just stick with my 76 lineups and I never have to run into that situation again, because not winning the big one almost hurts more than the joy I get from winning the smaller one. So that's probably what I would say are like your best options here. JT said, these are fair points. Appreciate it. Yeah, man. You're welcome. Those are hard questions, you know. Snowman said, good morning. I don't know where Snowman is. Maybe Hawaii, but I don't know too many places where it is not past 12 p.m. local time. But good morning. Good afternoon. Roche said, hey, I sent you an email, but it pretty much said the late swap was not working despite having a template for every contest. Okay. Appreciate the email. I know we've been going back and forth a little bit. Our team will check it out and get back to you. So we will keep plugging away at that, seeing how we can resolve those issues. But for anybody having confusion, questions, something feels weird, best thing to do, go to the top right, go to report a problem, write a brief description about what you're encountering, and then that'll go to our team. Our team is working super hard right now to fix things as they come in. So, you know, the more detail you guys can provide, the better. We want this transition to be as smooth as possible. So we're going to keep plugging away at those things. Rose, I don't think you need to report a problem. I think that we have a pretty good idea on that one, and we'll get back to you. I'll check on it after the show. All right. Next question. How do you create the best lineups on MLB Classic? So we're kind of talking about that here, right? This build too, we built some lineups. We're talking about like best practices for using the new lineup groups. So like, I would have turned this projection one off. That was just like an example to get the trash display to pull up. And then Roche said, I will use old for now until we can figure out what I'm trying to do. Yeah, it sounds like a very good idea. And then we'll keep going back and forth until we can give you some better guidance there. All right. I think this one kind of fits with the MLB Classic question. Andrew said, can you go over the strategy for adjusting lineups while not affecting single entry? For example, if I set a max exposure, it will not allow those players/teams into single entries. Interesting. I wasn't aware that's the case, but let's say that, you know, you want to go through and pick your single entries maybe before doing other bigger contests, right? So what I would do is I would go through. So first off, right, is if you have more than one group and you click on the name of a group, you will get this highlight in green around the contest group. It will only show you the exposures for that group. Okay. So this is a way of like saying like, okay, what do my exposures look like in here? What do my exposures look like in there? Right. You can come in, you can look at the lineups. Let's say I want to look at like expanded view. Okay, great, right? Remember, you can alter lineups with the pencil icon. You know, I want to go swap some guys out or something like that. Okay, I can do that. I can lock lineups to make sure it's always a part of my set. Basically, when you're done with that, what I would do is I would click the lock button on the group. So there's a tooltip here that says locking a lineup group ensures that the selected lineups inside of it will not change until you unlock the group. So if you lock this group and then which I'm gonna do, right? I lock it, it goes red. Basically, any other changes I make at this point will not affect this group. So if I go and, you know, now, right, I'm going to go and do exposures for like my other lineups or things like that, it will not never change the lineups in this single entry unless I unlock the group. So that is the most important thing to be aware of, is that locking a group, make sure those lineups stick and those lineups never change, even if you make some type of other adjustment. So that's the big thing that I would say there. Getting back here, right? So what did we do? So we ran some lineups. We looked at our exposures and leverages. We made a manual adjustment to Giolito just to show, you know, how the diversifier interacts with max exposures. And we kind of managed our leverage and our risk, right? And we got to a point where we didn't use uniques. We used portfolio, but we still had to do a couple of fine-tuned adjustments. And we made sure our aggregate metrics was still looking good. So those are the things that I would be doing here for with the new tool, and how I would not be using uniques, or how I would be using it without uniques. Angel said, what teams does Saber like today? Best thing to do, right? Run a build and then come into the team stacks. Seems like we're liking Boston and the Mets. You know, these are like two teams popping here. You can also look at pool exposure, right? What teams are coming up most often? Okay, well, when we look at pool, right, we're getting a little bit Yankees, a little bit of Braves. These two teams have higher pool exposures than Boston, but SaberSim seems like Boston a little bit more by giving three out of our top five lineups having a Boston stack. So yeah, so we're going to keep talking about this. You know, I'm going to keep trying to show you guys little tips and tricks about best practices here. As you guys have questions, post them in office hours, post them in YouTube chat, Twitch chat, and we will continue to just work through them and knock them out. But appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern, Thursday, for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.